This is the cover of the latest New York Times Magazine. You see it says there in big bold letters, the war on cancer. And then on top of those words, a big red stamp that says canceled. Quote, how the 50-year campaign to save millions of lives was dismantled in 6 months. Quote, in the mid-1970s, America's five-year cancer survival rate sat at 49%. Today, it's 68%. But now, an extraordinarily successful scientific research system, one that took decades to build and has saved millions of lives and has generated billions of dollars in profits for American companies and investors, that system is being dismantled before our eyes. Quote, in a matter of months, the Trump administration has canceled hundreds of millions of dollars in cancer-related research grants and contracts and suspended or delayed payments for hundreds of millions more. It has terminated hundreds of government employees who helped lead the country's cancer research system and who ensured that new discoveries reached clinicians and cancer patients and the American public. President Trump's proposed budget for next year calls for a more than 37% cut to the National Cancer Institute. Yeah, you'll remember when Trump was running for president against Kamala Harris last year and he said, vote for me, I'll get rid of cancer research. Vote for me, I'm for more cancer. I mean, not what he ran on, right? Not what what anybody in their right mind would run on. But nevertheless, it is one of the most shocking facts of this second term of Donald Trump being president that his administration really is engaged in a comprehensive, aggressive, super thorough campaign to permanently destroy cancer research in this country. Not to pause it, not to refocus it, but to stop it. In the New York Times Magazine this weekend, Jonathan Mahler reports that, quote, a deliberate and targeted attack is what cancer research is experiencing right now. One National Cancer Institute official told him, quote, they have studied how the National Institutes of Health works, studied it hard and learned it well, and they've put sand in the gears in ways that are very effective, devastating. The former number two official at the NIH, who stepped down this year after 18 years there, says, quote, it's an absolutely unmitigated disaster. It will take decades to recover from this if we ever do.